live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
All right, welcome back.
Podcast number 35.
All right.
Coming at you semi-live from the Camaro Z28.com compound in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, kind of Detroit. Well, yeah. In the Detroit area.
The nicer part of Detroit. So welcome to the podcast once again.
That's right.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
Well, here we go. What's new?
Hey, we advanced to the next round of the Podcast-O-Rama.
The Podcast-O-Rama.
We're a part of the Elite Eight now.
No.
Yeah.
We rule.
Yeah. You know, considering we had to go up to against a half show last week, so yeah. That probably wasn't too hard to vote against. So
yeah, and I feel bad for those guys because they got a pretty good site, and it was would have been pretty stiff competition if they didn't run into the technical difficulties. So
yeah, but we're up against someone pretty cool this week, so it's going to be tough competition to get to the next round.
Hey, why don't we sabotage them too? Oops. Yeah. Hey, good luck to everybody.
Yeah, keep voting.
That's right. Chris is going to post up the link on how to vote for our podcast in this podcast show notes in the podcast forum. So check it out. Vote for us. I think we're going to need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
So let's hop into the car news.
Yeah, we got a few things to talk about this week.
Yeah, the big one is actually about a Mustang. Ford has announced that the Mustang Shelby GT500 will have indeed 500 horsepower. And a lot of people are starting to question on how like Chevy and Dodge are going to respond with their pony cars, the Camaro Concept, if it makes production, and, of course, the Dodge Challenger, respectively. And to quote Bob Lutz, he said, all the way up to 500 horsepower or whatever size V8 we have. So I don't think that Camaro Concept is going to have a hard time stepping up to the plate to meet that.
I don't think that's going to have a problem at all.
No.
You know, the power is already there. You just got to put it in.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Or just uncork it.
Yeah.
So then, of course, Chrysler is going to follow suit. I mean, if Chevy makes the Camaro Concept a reality, you know that Chrysler is going to say, okay, now
everybody's
really
going to want to one-up anybody.
Yeah. And so, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, more power for us.
Right. The horsepower wars. Let them begin.
Yeah.
So.
And with advancements in technology, you know, the gas prices is always on everybody's mind. It's going to be a lot of power, and it's still going to get great gas mileage, just like the 4th-gen F-body had.
Sure. You know. Sure.
Good stuff. I think that we're in for a lot of power in the next few years.
I think this summer we're going to probably know more what's going to happen in the next coming years, because I think there's going to probably be a lot of announcements this summer. You know, we still haven't heard that the Camaro is going to be built for sure, which, you know, we're assuming it will be.
That just about everybody's got it in their head that it's going to.
Right. And once that happens, then I think, you know, specs are going to start coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, Chrysler will probably say, you know, well, we want to do this with the Challenger. You know, once they say they're going to build that car as well, it'll be going back and forth.
And it's
going
to be awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait. There's a rumor that Chevrolet is going to announce the Camaro sometime this summer.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I just can't wait. I want to hear it happen. And we're not the only ones. Dealerships.
Oh, boy.
This has been a pretty good topic as of late.
Yeah.
Dealerships are kind of jumping the gun much more so than
we should say one particular dealer, which we're not going to mention.
Yeah, because, you know,
they are here in the Detroit area.
Well, sort of. But they started soliciting deposits from people who wanted to order the Camaro. They put an ad in one of the major car magazines saying, the new Camaro is coming and reserve yours today. And they started taking deposits of $1,000 a piece on a car that
hasn't even been announced yet.
Not yet.
To be built.
And, you know, as much as they say, yeah, the car could have this, the car could have that, GM still says it's just a concept right now. So, of course, the dealerships decide to jump in and say, hey, get yours from us first.
Oh, boy.
And you know they're going to just mark them up to the moon.
That's just going to cause a huge, huge markup headache for everybody. If everybody's trying to, you know, get their money in now, can you imagine if you put $1,000 down on a Camaro, and then, you know, it's announced, and then they get their build sheets and all that, you go in to pick it up, and then you have to pay MSRP plus whatever markup they're putting on it, you know, because you already put $1,000 down on it?
Yeah, it'd be a situation where you're standing there going, okay, I really want this car, what am I going to do? Not get the car and lose my $1,000, or pay $5,000, $10,000, whatever thousand above MSRP.
Like those poor people who ordered the Z06s.
Oh, yeah.
That was just insane.
But nobody's making them do that. But at the same time, I just disagree with that entirely. I guess, I don't know. Maybe I just don't want to work so hard for my money. I don't know. But I want a new Camaro just as much as anybody else, if not more, if that's even possible. But there's no way in hell I'm going to say, oh yeah, I'm willing to spend another $5,000 to get it now.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can bet your ass I'm going to do all kinds of shopping around to find a dealer that's going to... Dealership's got to make money. Right. That's fine. That's what they're there for. I can't say, no, you're not supposed to make any money at all. But I'm going to find a dealer that's not going to gouge me. I'm going to find a dealer that's going to charge a fair price on the car.
Right.
And I encourage everybody else out there to do
right.
the same thing.
And if
thing.
It takes 6 months to do it, take the 6 months to do it. You don't have to have the first one on your block.
Well, I mean, if you want it that bad, sure, buck up. But I'm not going to do it. No way.
No.
No way. I'm going to find a dealer that's willing to deal. Period.
And if a few of us get together and approach a dealer, I'm sure they'd be willing to give us a nice deal.
Something that we've kind of kicked around a few times.
Yeah.
Maybe like a group purchase.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be the ultimate group purchase?
To save a few $1,000s.
I wonder what a dealer would say if we came into a dealer and said, okay, we got 100 people that want to buy a Camaro.
Well, I was thinking like 20 at the most, but okay, 100?
100. We could probably get a pretty good deal.
Yeah. You see this, you know, cha-ching in their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get all glassy-eyed when we bring in
make
the cash.
Make some salesman's year.
Yeah.
I don't know how many cars a year a good salesperson sells.
Yeah, but if we even got 10 people together, there's got to be some sort of discount. You know?
Right.
I mean, in a fantasy world, it's something we're kicking around.
But then
so.
You probably have to figure, you know, certain dealers only get so many allocations per, you know, what they've sold before
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So that could be an issue as well.
It's a neat idea, though.
Yeah.
Something maybe we should
think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
open our own dealer.
Hey!
We sell only Camaros, and we won't sell them for anything over MSRP.
Well, then how the heck are we supposed to make any money?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you
sell
just
a whole bunch of them.
You just put me in a deviant frame of mind. Well, anyway.
Oh, Camaros, all the time.
Yeah, that'd be a good radio spot.
Yeah.
Put an ad on a radio station. All Camaros all the time. You're only all Detroit's all Camaro dealer. Dun, 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 dun. Come on down, bring the kids. Free hot dogs, fire trucks, and hookers, and you know, and midgets running around wearing clown suits and
on trampolines.
On trampolines, throwing up fire bombs and okay. Sorry. So anyway,
it was an idea.
Yeah. Here's another idea. You ever been to a dealership and they try to pull something funny on you? Pull a little trick or anything? I know it's happened to me, and I think...
Has it? I've never really had anything bad happen to me.
I've had my,
you
my
know,
share
I,
of dealings.
When I bought my first fourth-gen Camaro, and I was driving it home... Well, actually, I didn't even get to drive it home. I was driving it back from the gas station, where they give you your complimentary, you know, free tank of gas.
Yeah, say goodbye to that one, too.
Yeah, the transmission went out.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay, give me my Grand National back, because I traded my Grand National in.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, man, we already signed all the paperwork.
A brand new car and the transmission.
Brand new. The car had like 10 miles on it. I was so pissed. So they go, oh, well, we'll just take a look at it real quick. They're like, well, we think, you know, the valve body, you know, we might be able to get this. And I was like, no, you're putting a brand new transmission in this thing. And they did, but it took them like 4 days to do it. So I had to drive around in a, what did they give me, a Monte Carlo? Or, what did they have back in 93? Like a Corsica or something, maybe?
Oh, God.
Yeah. It wasn't my Grand National, that's for sure. That's the worst experience I had buying a car.
Oh, man. Well, I know that there's a lot of people with dealer horror stories out there, you know, that tried to pull a real fast one on them, or, you know, nothing like illegal, you know, but trying to really soak up some money and...
Jack up the interest rates
jack,
on the loan.
Or the little sleight of hand tricks, so... Why don't you guys give us a buzz and tell us your stories if you got one? Give us a call and we'll play some of these on the air. I'm sure there's some pretty good ones where some shady dealers out there really tried to pull something outrageous.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear about that just for kicks and something to talk about. So give us a call. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
We've still got our iPod contest going on. We just gave away our second one last week.
Yeah, Chris Lavoti received it, and he's happy as a lark with
it. Yeah, I saw his pictures in the lounge, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So keep your emails and your voicemails coming, and we got one more to give away. We're going to give it away at the end of this month, so just keep them coming.
And for every email or voicemail that we get and that we use on the show here, that's one entry into winning it. And at the end of this May, like Chris said, we're going to pick the winner, and it's going to be the last one we're giving out. So now's your chance, man. If you've been waiting.
Last one, right here.
Yep, right here on the desk. So if you've been waiting to get in on this, it only takes a minute. Pick up the phone. You know how to do it. We just told you how.
Well, you know, with this nice weather we got going around, it's about time to get outside and start waxing the cars.
Waxing or polishing, depending.
Depending on what you're using.
Yep. I think everybody knows that we're pretty dyed-in-the-wool Zeno, you know, freaks.
Absolutely.
I put it on my hot dog the other day, just, you know.
Ugh. You can say you sprayed it on some of your ice cream or something. You know,
I can do that. Well, it smells like ice cream. Some of it does, but we've been hearing some positive reports about Turtle Wax makes a new product called Turtle Wax Ice. And Turtle Wax sent us some to try out, so we're going to be trying that out hopefully this weekend if we can give it a chance.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see how this goes on the car. It's almost like water.
It looks like water, it flows like water, but it smells kind of coconutty.
Yeah. And it's not supposed to leave any type of residue
right,
on the car.
Right, which is always a drag. So we're going to give it a shot just to see how it shakes out there. And we'll be posting about it in our Show and Shine section.
Yeah,
so keep
what the
an
hell?
Eye there.
See how it works.
Yeah, why not? And now for my favorite part of the show.
Oh, you betcha.
Here it comes. Look out. Uh-oh. Sight of the week.
I tell you what, looks just like me a car.
Look, see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four.
We're going to take a website.
In this age of digital homogeny,
it's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
All right, here's a site that I think deserves a lot more recognition than what it gets. CamaroSSWorld.com. Pretty cool site, obviously dedicated to the Camaro SS, but not just the fourth gen, like, well, just about any other site out there.
Right.
It's just got a lot of good stuff about the Camaro SS on it. Frequently asked questions, a lot of information, history. There's a really neat portion under the history section that I saw called Building a Legend, where it shows kind of like a Cliff Notes version, picture by picture, of how the 4th Gen Camaro was built. It's pretty darn cool.
That's my favorite part of the site right there. I've never seen that before.
It is neat, yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces of them before, but I've never seen it all put together like that.
Well, you find a lot of things that have been kind of rehashed from site to site, and that's just the nature of things. But again, yeah, I agree with you. I've never seen this before, so I don't know where it came from, but it's pretty neat. It goes on for Camaro specs and articles, and just like the last two sites of the week, it has a lot of information on technical articles, installation guides, and some external links to other things. It's a good site. Check it out, CamaroSSWorld.com. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing? Are you smelling Zeno?
I'm sniffing Plastic Magic cleaner and polish.
That almost sounds like something a Burnout would do.
It doesn't smell as good as the other Zeno products, though.
Yeah, I like the leather in the bottle.
Yeah, it smells just like leather.
Leather. Don't forget to get your leather in a bottle. Man, I think that's all I got for this week. How about you?
Yeah, I think we've covered everything. Got a couple news stories in and, you know, all that kind of jazz and whatnot, so.
Well, good deal. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Hopefully the weather's nice for everybody. Get the cars out. Have some fun.
That's right.
Drive
Stay
safe.
And
don't
wear
drink
your
and drive.
Seatbelt.
Wear your seatbelt and we're you know, and all that other motherly things that you hear from everybody. So,
yep.
Above all, have a good time. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Yep, Chris is going to post the link on how to vote in the show notes in the podcast section for this fucking pod. Yep, and yep.
Yep. Okay, Wolfman.
All right. Coming at you live from Detroit. Ow!